This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. So many classic movies have been made in downtown Los Angeles, even if they didn't take place in downtown Los Angeles.
It's always fun when you're watching a movie that takes place in New York and you spot a palm tree. It's like, ah, gotcha.
Lori Balton is a location scout in LA.
Lori's job is to find interesting, plot-conducive locations.
On Location with Lori is producer Avery Truffleman.
I frequently will show someone over 100 different options for one location.
But even with all the architectural variety of Los Angeles, some buildings just keep coming back on screen.
It's someone's watching it for like, you know, 10 minutes going, my God, this feels so familiar. What is this location? I know it. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, that's the Bradbury Building.
The Bradbury Building. Arguably the biggest architectural movie star of Los Angeles. It's one of Lori's favorite locations. It can be modern, it can be period.
It's just a beautiful building.
The Bradbury made its first on-screen appearance in 1943 in the movie China Girl when it played a Burmese hotel. But the Bradbury's most famous role of all was as the toy maker's house in the 1982 movie Blade Runner.
In Blade Runner, the Bradbury is a dark, moody ruin, which seems like some real Hollywood magic when you see what the building actually looks like.
From the outside, the Bradbury just looks like a brick office building at the corner of 3rd and Broadway downtown. Kind of unremarkable. But then you step inside and it's like, ah! There's this great biblical shaft of light shining through it.
It's basically a tall, narrow courtyard, walled in with terracotta, covered with a glass ceiling, and flanked by two iron, clanking, hydraulic-powered elevators.
And each floor rims the atrium with a layer of ornate, wrought iron balcony. The balconies allow the crew to shoot at many different angles and create a whole range of different moods for various genres.
The romantic comedy would probably be straight on. The horror movie would be more shooting up, shooting down, maybe that sense of vertigo.
The Bradbury opened in 1893, way before the movies ever came to LA.
It's named for Lewis Bradbury, a gold mining millionaire.
Richard Shave is an architectural tour guide in Los Angeles.
In the mid-1890s, Mr. Bradbury decided he was going to build a building with his name on it.
So in 1892, Bradbury commissions this big deal famous architect, Sumner Hunt, to design his building. But Bradbury didn't like any of the plans that Hunt showed him.
Bradbury, disappointed, turns to leave Hunt's office. But as he goes out, for some reason, his eye is caught by one of Hunt's draftsmen, this young guy named George Wyman.
He's 29, 30. He has no professional training yet as an architect.
And no one knows why, but
Bradbury takes Wyman, pulls his sleeve, and says, I have an offer to make to you.
And this young guy, George Wyman, is a bit weirded out, understandably, because he is totally unqualified for this job. And he didn't want it to seem like he was taking business away from his boss. But on the other hand, this opportunity was incredible.
For guidance, George Wyman consulted with his deceased brother, Mark.
Spiritualism was huge at this time.
And he reportedly received this advice.
Take Bradbury. You will be successful.
That was a clear enough message for Wyman. He says yes to Bradbury.
The design of the Bradbury was directly inspired by a novel, Looking Backwards, by Edward Bellamy. In it, there is a description of a building in the year 2000.
A vast hall full of light, received not alone from the windows on all sides, but from the dome.
And that's why, even though the Bradbury is quite old by California standards, it feels current. It was designed for the year 2000. It's this blend of styles that makes it an architectural gem. It's a place so unique, so remarkable, that after it was built, the draftsman, George Wyman, decided to take some classes and actually become an architect. 99% Invisible was produced by Avery Truffleman, Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, and me, Roman Mars. Radio edit by Ted Muldoon. We are a project of KALW and distributed by PRX. More at 99pi.org.